this might be too much for our audience to hear. So Sexy Red goes to the gynecologist, right?
Right.
And she makes a post and she says, me at the doctor waiting on her to tell me why my coochie stank. So yeah.
Turn the lights out. Hey, hey, yeah. Niggas ain't got no drip.
Nah.
All this damn ice, I'm frozen.
Ice.
I ain't never say no bitch.
Never.
No cape on, I'm awesome.
Racks.
I ain't had to buy this swag.
Swag.
MJ when I'm walking.
Whoa.
Niggas wanna do it like me.
Me.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Yes.
Ooh,
ooh,
ooh.
Wait.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Ay.
Ooh,
ooh,
ooh.
Wait.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
What up, this your boy Iraq City, and I'm here with my co-host
Chris Evans. Good to see you guys.
And we are the Money Trail Podcast. What's up, Chris?
What's up? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Off of Casamigo Reposado.
Yeah.
Yeah, feeling real good right now.
Okay.
Yo, you know, there's some updates with Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, a ton.
It's a lot of updates right now, and you know what I'm saying, that we didn't get a chance to get on.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to start off. What do you think won? I'm going to put you on the spot. That's why.
Yeah, I see that. The hot seat. I am okay with that. I'm going to go ahead and say that Kendrick.
Yeah, oh, my God.
As of today, is the winner. I know some people are probably going to be a little upset about that, just because I know that in our last episode, we ended off by saying that Drake was in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that, you know, when it comes to battles and things like that, everything is pretty much like minute by minute. Like, things are changing all the time. So it's not that I'm switching sides. It's just that currently that's where we're at right now. You know what I mean? Kendrick is, in my opinion, has the lead. So
even after you heard the Heart Part 6.
Yes, even after really? That.
So this is the question, right?
Yeah.
What made you feel that Kendrick is in the lead? Off the song Not Like Us?
Partly.
Really?
Partly off the song Not Like Us. I think that when he dropped, I think the thing about with Kendrick is the strategy. So he's clearly thinking 10 steps ahead of Drake right now. One, strategy. Drake drops, what is it? Family Matters. And then like 30 minutes later, Kendrick drops
The Grams.
Meet the Grams. I think that just from a pure like, if we're in battle and you do something like that, I think that's kind of crazy. And then on top of that, to come back with a record like Not Like Us, when everybody was kind of coming for Kendrick saying that he couldn't make something that like went off in the club, I think that...
Wait a minute. This is where, you know what I'm saying? So I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Drake, you know what I'm saying, came out with a record... What is it called? Family Matters, right?
Yes.
Then the same day, within 1 hour of Drake releasing that record, Kendrick Lamar releases a record called Meet the Grams.
Yes.
So do we not all remember when Drake released Push Ups?
I remember that.
How long did it take Kendrick Lamar to respond?
Right. It took him a
minute.
Yeah, it did.
It took him a minute to respond. But yet that, you know what I'm saying, Kendrick Lamar is putting these records out back to back. Everybody's looking past that it took him a minute to respond to Drake's record Push Ups.
That's what I was going to say. If it is going to take you a while to respond, this is how you do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the only excuse where you like set things up. And he clearly did that. So it's like, it's not like he was just sitting on his hands. He was doing his homework.
Yeah, but so you said he was doing his homework. So
yeah.
Even after everybody saying he's doing his homework, when Drake released his last record, which was called The Heart Part 6,
mm-hmm.
he clearly sit there and states that all the allegations that Kendrick Lamar is basically speaking on is false. He basically saying that, so Kendrick Lamar saying that he had a mole, Drake had a mole in his crew, OVO. Mm-hmm. We find out that's not true. Drake sits there and says that, oh, we fed you that information, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We fed you that information and you didn't do no research on the whole thing with the daughter.
So you believe that? You believe that just because Drake's saying that he fed him the information, you think he actually did?
Drake said, listen to what I'm saying. This, Drake said, if he has a daughter, he will quit rap.
Okay.
Who would say something like that if they not 100% sure?
The guy that said I wasn't hiding the world from my son.
Nah, that's crazy, bro.
I'm just saying, like, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. Just like the fact that, like, a lot of these celebrities, I'll never hold that against a celebrity. Well, not, let me not say never. It's a big word, but I usually wouldn't hold that against a celebrity of Drake's magnitude, because if he's living that type of lifestyle, it might be hard to keep track of, like, who he's been dealing with when. I don't know the type of life he lives, but I'm just saying, like, that's the lifestyle of a lot of these superstars. So it's like, that wasn't the real diss for me. The diss was just like, I feel like Kendrick is saying a lot of things. The child, as crazy as it is literally one of the smaller issues that he's talking about in that record. Drake has to face a lot more stuff. We're talking about a lot of allegations, and I feel like he basically, like, scratched the surface with it. You know, we still have questions.
No, yeah, we do. We definitely all still have questions.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know what I'm saying? I just feel, I feel different. I feel Drake won.
Why do you think that Drake won?
Because it's...
Because you're a fan of Drake, because you like Drake.
No. As hold on.
Okay, we're not supposed... I love Drake. And no matter how anyone feels that this battle turned out or who the victor is, Drake can never be erased. He clearly contributed so much to the culture. I would never say that. But we got to be fair. We got to just judge it based off of the performance.
Okay.
You really think that Drake won this battle?
Wait. Are we allowed to play the record on podcast?
Let's do it.
All right.
What are you going to play?
Hold on.
First I was arrested, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1098 would've took all the walls down. The streets would've had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connect stand up, not far down. The ones that you're getting your stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a weekend, and we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he tasted. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you're not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans will rejoice in thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug you use is for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bid on a speculation. Dumb and reactive, nigga, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale?
What?
Six months, the distance is...
Oh, man.
Can't leave the water when you suddenly picture the child. Speaking of anything but a child, let's get to that now.
Hold on. So... Why isn't Whitney denying all these allegations? Why did he not see his kids in 6 months?
Kendrick?
Yeah, Kendrick.
Was he working?
Fuck out of here. Was he working? Why is...
I don't know. That's a great question. Hold on. Tell.
Why?
This is the problem with this battle. Tell me. I don't know.
Why is Day Free leaving heart emojis under the kid pictures? Oh my God. That baby might be Day Freeze. That baby
okay,
might be Day Freeze.
What's going on? You here for the drama.
So this is the thing. Drake is coming with 100% facts. Drake is coming with 100% facts. And Kendrick Lamar is coming with allegations. It's a total difference.
Okay.
Between facts and allegations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can sit here and say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That person's a rapist. He deals with young girls.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the documents that state this? Where's the footage that states this?
Yes. I agree with that.
he made up a lot of shit in his music. And the thing that bothers me is a lot of people listened to it and a lot of people believed it where there was no proof.
Yeah.
So this is why I sit here and say Drake won, because everything that Kendrick Lamar said, there was no fucking proof.
Okay. And you know what? You are giving me a perspective that I probably haven't had in this battle. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate it, because you're right. You're absolutely right. We as fans should take the time to really consider, is this actually true?
Exactly.
But the thing about it, though, and I feel like someone seasoned in the game is Drake. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows that truth is how you tell it at his level, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I love truth. I'm all about truth. But he would know, of all people, rooms that he's been in, things that he's seen, and just the experience that he has as an A-class artist, that how you tell the story is more important than the story itself. So if you're going to come back with a record like The Heart Part 6,
mm-hmm.
after you got to expect people to not pay that any mind. Even if you're saying the truth, a lot of people didn't hear it. And that's I feel like that was his error. You have to say it in a way that people hear it.
Yes. I hear you. I hear you. That's I hear all. What you're saying. My voice started cracking.
That's all. And he gets it. Drake, of all people, gets uh-huh. that. And so that's why we hold that standard for him, because he understands it.
But even, like, you could sit here. Listen, don't get it twisted. I see a lot of fans sitting here saying that Kendrick Lamar won. A lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the industry, let's sit here and say, Gilly the Kid.
Okay.
Shout out to $1 million worth of game.
Philly.
Gilly the Kid, you know what I'm saying, posted some. And you see, he said, yo, light skinned niggas won. Gilly Kid said, light skinned niggas won. He's like, that's it. As soon as he heard The Heart Part 6, he said, light skinned niggas won.
Okay.
And yo, like, I'm a person that really, I dissect these lyrics and I sit here and listen to these lyrics back to back. And if you really, like, take your time, like, yo, this is what I want you one day, because okay. you're a busy woman.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? One day, I want
you're
you to go home.
You're a busy man, but I'm going to go home.
I want you to lay in your bed.
Okay.
Turn the TV off. And I want you to listen to Kendrick Lamar diss tracks.
Yeah.
But I want you to listen to them in order. I want you to listen to Push Ups first. Then listen to, what is it, Euphoria?
Okay.
Then I want you to listen to, what is it? What's the other one? With Drake release?
Family Matters.
Then listen to The Grams. Meet The Grams.
No, probably. You're
and
right.
Then listen to 616. Is that the name of Kendrick Lamar? He got one called 616. Yes. And then I want you to listen to Drake's The Heart Part 6. Listen to it in that order, right?
They Not Like Us. Where does that fall in? We might have.
Oh yeah, They Not Like Us.
Yeah, we might have.
So They Not Like Us came right after 616. I'm pretty sure They Not Like Us.
Yes.
Is the track right after 616?
Mm-hmm.
And then right after you listen to that, all those. Then I want you to make your decision. Like, just listen to them in order.
And I will do that. I will absolutely do that. I'll just leave it there
No, because you know what's so crazy? Sense. When I sat there and listened to everybody sitting there saying that on online, sitting there saying, yo, Kendrick Lamar won and all this. I dead sat there for an hour. And I was like, yo, nah, I need to listen to everything. I listen to everything. I listen to every single track,
mm-hmm.
word for word. If there was something that I didn't understand, I stopped it, rewound it, went back to it, listened to it over and over. And after I listened to it,
mm-hmm.
you can clearly hear that Drake won.
Okay. All right.
So, like, yeah,
and
that's
I will that. Do that. I will do it. I really will, because yeah. I want to be as fair as possible, and these are two, like, again, of like the best artists, so mm-hmm. I'm completely fine with double checking.
Yeah,
so we'll do that.
And speaking off of the whole thing with Drake,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know that Rick Ross jumped into it, right?
Yeah.
So after Rick Ross jumped into it, Game had some words. The Game had some words.
Okay.
I don't know how he got into this, but he wrote a post and says, it be the fat niggas with the skinny legs that always run their mouth. Everybody,
what do you mean by that?
The fat like, it be the fat niggas with the skinny legs.
I feel like he's had something happen with a fat guy with skinny
legs. Always running their mouth. Okay. So it's so crazy, right? Everybody knew exactly who he was talking about, because after that he put out another post.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out who he was talking about. He was talking about Rick Ross.
Okay.
After he wrote these things, WAC 100 mm-hmm. responded to it. WAC 100 was basically like, Rick Ross doesn't want to respond to the Game because he's going to get embarrassed.
Okay.
And the crazy thing is, since the Game posted this, right? Rick Ross hasn't responded to nothing that the Game said.
Okay. So you think that WAC might have a point?
WAC has a point. The Game is not somebody Rick Ross wanna fuck with.
Really?
He's not.
Why would you say that? I like the Game, but I feel like Rick Ross can definitely handle that.
The Game is one of my favorite fucking artists. Let me tell you why why the Game is one of my favorite artists. It ain't even about record sales. Fuck record sales. Fuck all that. It's about lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
He's lyrically a good artist. Coming out of, he's from Compton, California, yes. Right? He's a beast. You gotta understand. A New York rapper signed a Compton artist.
Yeah.
50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? We had a Compton artist that was G-Unit,
mm-hmm.
which is niggas, they from Queens.
So you know it gotta be.
For them to sign him, he had to be lyrically nice. Lyrically nice, right?
And he is.
Lyrically nice. Not only is the Game lyrically nice, but he's a real nigga, son. Like he's somebody that's really real. He's really about that life. He's not just a rapper. He's somebody that really lived that life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Not to speak on it, but you know what I'm saying? He's blood, you know what I'm saying? Gang related. He been through a lot of shit in his life, right? So I don't feel that, you know what I'm saying, the Game, that's why I don't feel that the Game is somebody that Rick Ross really want to step into the ring with.
Mm.
Yeah, Rick Ross could sit here and talk shit to Drake and all that. Look how I played out with him and 50 Cent. Where did it go? When Rick Ross was beefing with 50 Cent, where did it go?
I don't know, actually.
It went nowhere. Know why it went nowhere?
Why?
The Rick Ross had nothing to say about 50 Cent. He had nothing to say about 50.
Right.
50's a real nigga all across the board. Real nigga from Southside, Jamaica, Queens, God bro.
Okay.
What could Rick Ross possibly say about 50 Cent?
Okay. That makes perfect sense to me.
What could you say?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to diss.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you can't, it's nothing he said he could say about 50 Cent. Well, my point stands where there's nothing that he could say about the Game.
But is there though? I feel like, for me, I feel like I probably know more about 50 because I've just been more invested into 50 because, you know, he's from Queens, I'm from Queens. Probably know more. I don't really know what Game life is or what that would be like if somebody really started showing me shit. So I don't know if he has anything to say about the Game. We would have to see.
I don't know. We're going to wait and see if he...
The thing about Ross, though, he doesn't back down from any... I've never seen Ross ever throw in the towel or back down from any fight. I haven't seen it today.
Why hasn't he responded to the Game yet? Because he's been talking crazy shit. He's been talking crazy shit about Drake nonstop.
He has.
But yet, you know what I'm saying?
It's early. We'll see what happens.
All right, we'll see.
I don't see him ducking any smoke, though. I don't see Ross ducking any smoke.
I think I feel a Rick Ross fan.
I am a fan of Ross. Because you know the thing about I like about Ross is like, I just like how he's always stood on business. Business is really his brand. He's really built the whole brand about being the biggest boss.
He did.
But I just also like how he stays out the way for the most part until you drag him into something and he's very much involved. I like that.
Wait a minute.
And I'm very much involved.
What was he dragged in? So this whole thing with Drake, you know why he feels some type of way about Drake?
Why? It's not because he's a
because
white
of his
boy.
Ex.
Because his ex, what is that?
Because Drake, I think something happened with Drake inviting his, you know what I'm saying, with had his ex out or invite his ex somewhere, or Drake was, you know what I'm saying, was seen with his ex. And this whole thing happened where, you know what I'm saying, where Rick Ross responded to him or feeling some type of way.
Well, that's, I don't know. You got to tell me the guy code. Is that okay or is that not okay? I don't know the guy code.
If you're not a friend of mine or somebody that I'm closely. Oh,
if we made platinum records together and you did that, is that cool or not?
I don't care.
Oh, so you don't care?
It's business. Okay. Us making music together is straight business. That doesn't mean we friends.
Fair.
That doesn't mean we friends. This is straight business. It's straight money, straight business. So if I sat here and did a record with Drake, and then later, you know what I'm saying, a couple years later, Drake starts messing with my ex.
Welcome back to the Money Trail Podcast. This episode is sponsored by Ramez Studios. If you're looking for a recording studio, a podcast studio,
photo and video studio, and event space, this is the studio you need to come to.
Book Ramez for your next creative project.
Okay. Real niggas, a real nigga will understand that. They wouldn't care about that. A corny nigga will feel some type of way like about that. He'll get into his feelings on some real shit. That's corny.
Okay.
Real men don't care about shit like that. You my ex. Why do I care? You know what I'm saying? That you messing with somebody that I know.
Okay, I see your point.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's corny. That's some corny shit.
I see your point.
So this is why I don't support nothing that Rick Ross is doing right now.
But I'm super excited to see how it unfolds because I feel like that's just the beginning.
So you think he's gonna respond to the game?
I mean, why not? Gunna is coming for Future, and Future's talking to Gunna, so why not? I feel like everybody has a voice right now, and they're using it. So see, why not?
So you already jumped into the other topic that we.
I mean, think about it. It's just one of those things where I feel like. I've never seen a more vocal industry yet. You know what I mean? And I've been a lover of hip hop for a minute now. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I remember being a fan and just wanting my favorite artists to be direct. And now that they're being direct, I kind of want them to sub each other again. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel. But I mean, Gunna is a very, very controversial topic in and of itself. I feel like just saying the word Gunna brings like a whole like swarm of like energy that you don't even know how to deal with. But here we are, you know, supposedly the rumor is that Gunna is gonna drop on the same day as Future. I don't know what's gonna happen, but what are your thoughts on this?
So I'm gonna go into details so everyone can understand, you know what I'm saying, okay. Where we coming from. So like I said, Gunna responds to Future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So This is how it all started. Future writes a post and it says mixtape Pluto.
Okay.
And it says May 10th. That's the date that his mixtape Pluto comes out, right?
Okay.
Then after he wrote that, he says, "Fuck your album. Shit ain't slapping like my mixtape."
Okay. Who is he talking to?
Wait. So Gunna replies, "Fuck what these boys talking about. Turn this shit back up a notch." So these are words that they're having back and forth to each other because, like you said, their album is being released on the same day.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Future went out his way to say what he said.
Yeah.
Gunna is responding to it. Do you feel that it was even necessary? That's the question.
No, it wasn't necessary, but you know what?
That shit wasn't necessary. I mean, Future, that shit was not necessary.
It was not necessary at all. I don't see why he had to even go there. But, you know, as fans and as people on the outside, we really don't know what words are exchanged on the inside for him to take to social media like this. But, I mean, we didn't need to know that. We had, you know, Why put us?
Yo, bro,
they put us in it.
This nigga, he puts all the fans into this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically upset that I guess Gunna album is being released on the same date as his. That shit, like, come on, bro.
Here's the thing, though, because just to play like the other side of this, don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of our favorite artists don't drop on the same day. That's actually a thing, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
No one, it's not fun when all of us have to compete. So we'd rather just have this person drop this week and then you go next month or something. Everybody eats, you know.
Facts.
So I mean, that's the other side of it, where it's like, it's really not fun for both of us to drop on the same day. So I kind of do feel what they're getting at there. Like, it's not fun to put, especially those two artists. I could see how that would be,
but
a real like competition.
But for you to respond and say something like that, that means you feel threatened. You don't think so? You don't think for Future to say what he said, you don't think that he's threatened by Gunna?
I don't know if he's threatened. I mean, he definitely sees that there's He definitely sees that there's like a real competition there. And he's right for feeling that way, because there is. Do I feel like Future would pull ahead? Yes. I don't see that Gunna would. I mean, I think Gunna's a big artist. He's huge. I like him.
I don't see Gunna. I don't see Gunna beating Future.
Yeah, Future's in his own lane, so I don't really see
why. Why would you respond?
Yeah, yeah.
That shit. That's what makes no sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying, but yeah, I agree with that.
I don't see Gunna selling more than Future.
I don't see that either.
So what was the need for Future to say what he said?
You know, sometimes the tides change, though, and sometimes people surprise you. So you never know, but I mean. You know, I remember hearing so much about Gunna, Gunna this, Gunna that. We don't like Gunna. And then to see Gunna resume his position, you know, like nothing happened. I mean, it is what it is. You never know, right? People are going to gravitate to who they like, and they're going to just ride out for the artist.
Facts. Nobody cares that Gunna is a rat.
Things have changed.
Yeah, this
it's a different time.
Yeah, they different, bro.
Yeah,
this generation is wild, bro. Let me not say too much. Because I need y'all to watch this. So let me not speak on that.
You know, listen. I feel like at the end of the day, there's wild, and then there's, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of things that are wild. You know, I can name a few things. I feel like. Just off the top of my head, I would probably say, you know, putting people in, you know, involving people into your personal life to the point where it's like, we're going to your doctor's visits with you. I think that's a little TMI. I feel like personally, I don't want to know when my favorite celebrity is going to the doctor, unless it's like life threatening. I personally don't need to know that.
Are we getting into the next topic right
now? I mean, because in my mind, I'm thinking,
hold on.
Yeah, I just feel like there's been things that I've been seeing personally that I feel like I don't know how to feel about, just because when is it TMI? I want to be close to my favorite celebrity. I'm for that. But when is it too much? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And exactly what we're about to get into right now. This might be too much for our audience to hear. So, Sexy Red goes to the gynecologist, right?
Right.
And she makes a post, and she says, me at the doctor waiting on her to tell me why my coochie stink. So, y'all all know how I feel about Sexy Red. Like, I've been through this for months, right?
I actually don't know. Can you tell me?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Sexy Red.
Oh wait.
I have a love-hate relationship with Sexy Red.
Okay.
So the reason why I have a love-hate relationship with Sexy Red, let me tell you why. I feel that her music is very entertaining. Her music sells and is very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. But also I feel that she's disgusting.
Disgusting is a strong
word. Hold on.
That's a strong word.
You gotta understand what I see, bro. Like, when I go to the club, these young girls that's at the clubs, and when a Sexy Red song comes on, all
it disgusts
this shit is
disgusting.
This shit is wild, bro.
Does it disgust
you? It's though? Nothing. Our wife. So what you think?
That's not what I
If it, yo, these females are nothing that our wife, bro.
Okay.
So that is not something that I agree with. It's disgusting. If I won't wife you, it's disgusting. I'm gonna be real with you.
Good to know, girls. Y'all heard it here. But I didn't
back,
know that,
back but to what we saying. She says that she's going to see her gynecologist because she wants to see why her pussy stinks.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wild. Is she serious or is she just doing this for a game?
So Sexy is definitely trolling. Sexy is definitely trolling. And I don't know why she trolls like this at this level.
That's wild.
Because she don't even need to do that no more. Girl, you on already, babe. You don't got to keep doing that. But she's definitely trolling. Sexy, I would bet that her coochie don't stink. Like, if I had to bet money.
How you know?
I don't know, but I would bet that it doesn't.
You really? Oh, because she's famous, you don't think her coochie stinks?
No, not because she's famous. But just, like, what are the odds of Sexy red coochie? Like, that is so crazy to me. That blows my mind. Like, why?
She fucked the wrong nigga.
Nah, babe. I don't know. I feel like at the end of the day, the way it was lining up is like, you know, she just had the baby. A lot of people in the comments were saying that it's probably just her like checkup. You know, you have a baby, you got to do post-op type of thing.
She said she went to gynecologist because she
you got to go to the gynecologist. The baby came out of the that there, you know? So you got to go there.
Wait,
and make sure
how old is this baby?
I don't know. It lines up. It lines up.
This baby, what? Probably like, got to be like, what, 5-6 no. months now?
It lines. Don't ask the woman, not the man. It lines up to where it was like, you know, it's probably just like her post-op type of thing, you know, just had the baby.
But if the baby's 5-6 months now, shouldn't the main focus be on the baby every month? The baby should be getting checkups every month, not
the
mother.
That too, but the mother counts though. She was the one that did the thing. So like she has to get checked up too. I feel like honestly, it was literally just like her checkup. I don't think that she was like really there for that.
So you don't think her butt stank?
I didn't say
You honestly gonna say
we go on the different body parts. I don't know. All right, about that.
Butt and coochie, same thing. You don't think her butt stank? Same. When I say a female butt stank, I'm talking about her coochie.
That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh geez.
Be like, yo, her
I
butt
didn't
stink.
Know that.
When we say a female butt stank, we talking about her coochie. So you trying to tell me you don't think her butt stank?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, I don't think I'm listening.
That is unbelievable.
I think she's just trolling. Sexy, stop trolling because you see how you got me out here.
So it's something I want to address. So did you hear the song that she has with
which one?
What's his name? She had a new song with what's his name? Chief Keef.
I heard some of it.
All right, I'm gonna be real. I love that song. Song fire.
OD.
So if you listen to something that she says, right, in the song, there's a verse that she says in the song. She basically says, I got two baby daddies.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, my pussy good. That's why I got two baby daddies.
I didn't hear that part.
You heard that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree? Yo, a woman that has multiple baby daddies, you think she got two baby daddies because her pussy's good?
So I feel like I'm not qualified to answer this question because I've heard men say that after, the reason why I feel like I'm not qualified to answer this question is I don't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
God willing, I get some. But the point is, men have said that women that have given birth, that MILF coochie hit different. I don't know. Maybe you could tell me.
That is not true. So let me that's false.
It's false.
Pregnant pussy is good. Let me
what are you saying?
Pregnant. Yo, I know I'm going into details.
What are you saying to me, alright?
Pregnant is good. Let me say it like that.
Walk me
a
through
woman
it.
That has multiple kids, is it good? No.
I'm not saying multiple, like a lot. I'm saying like one or two, like MILF pussy. Like, ooh, like.
MILF? Why I gotta be MILF, though? Like
That's MILF. Mother, I like that.
Oh, it's
that.
A mother. It's yeah. a mother. Okay. So, yo, every time I hear MILF, I think of an old woman. I don't know why. I don't know if this is weird.
She could be young and hot.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
But from my experience,
okay.
MILF coochie is not good.
I would have to take your word for it. Cause I wouldn't know. So
especially, especially no, it's the thing. Especially if they just had the baby.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not.
I mean, I feel like, again, never given birth yet.
Don't.
But I feel like that would be. What you?
It's going to destroy whatever you got good down there.
Listen, don't do that. I am of Caribbean descent and of Latin American descent. I'll be fine.
You're
going to
snap back. Okay, I get it.
Absolutely fine. The point that I'm making is this, though. I feel like right after a woman gives birth is not the right time to be trying it. Maybe give her time to, like, snap back. It takes a minute.
Yeah, she... And she told me about the reason why she got two baby daddies because her coochie's good. No, the reason why you got two baby daddies... Sexy Red is because he thought he was getting the bag. I'm pretty sure her baby daddy is somebody that's not lit because he has not been exposed and nobody knows who her baby daddy is, bro. So this is a nigga that got Sexy Red pregnant. Sexy Red is lit right now. She's one of the top female artists right now. Who would not want to get Sexy Red pregnant?
Okay.
Not me, but I'm saying.
I lean back. I'm like, so who as in?
What I'm trying to say is the average dude.
Okay.
Of course you want to get, if you got a chance to clap Sexy Red, and she getting the bag right now, she lit right now.
Okay, girl.
Why would you not? Why would you not get her pregnant?
I'm not mad at it.
Why would you not? That's a lottery ticket.
Okay.
To have your baby, to be a hood nigga. And he'd be like, yo, my baby mother, Sexy Red.
Bro, that's a good look.
Come on, son.
That's a good look.
Come on, son. Come on. You a hood. You in a hood, street nigga. And you like, yo, my baby mama, Sexy Red.
Yeah, that's different.
That's a good look.
It's a fact.
Nigga, you don't got two baby daddies because your pussy good. You got two baby daddies because you was a lottery ticket. I'm being real. That's facts.
Sheesh.
It might sound crazy, but it's real, son. It's real shit.
Well, girl, you doing something right. So, carry on.
What's she doing? She opening her legs, right? That's what she owes. That's what she doing, right?
Carry on.
Shit is crazy. Yo.
It is crazy out here right now.
It is. It's wild.
But shout out to her for, listen, standing on it and owning hers. Like, it's a lot of girls out here that's not right. And
standing on business.
They would play with it, but at least she stood up to it. So,
standing
good for you,
business.
Girl.
Standing on business, right?
She is.
Shit is crazy.
I'm not in that business, but cool. Good for her.
So, our very own.
What?
Jim Jones. Jimmy Jones.
Dipset, that's a fact.
Jimmy Jones was involved in a fight, with two guys at the airport. I don't know. Did you see this footage?
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to not laugh. I definitely saw the footage. I don't even know where to start. So shout out to, I actually have a record with Jim Jones. If y'all don't know, tap in. I have a record with Jim Jones, Loaded Lux, called New Life.
You got a record with Jim?
Yeah. So I have a record with Jim Jones. Yeah, off my first album. Tap in. Super cool. But to see that, he took that man uptown.
He took you watch the video. He took Sun uptown, threw Sun down the stairs.
I've never seen
So Sun gets up, they grabbing each other. The other niggas sitting there. Hitting them like a female. Like, I don't want to say like a female. Let me stop saying that. But he hitting them very gently. Hitting Jim Jones very gently in the back of the head. You know what I'm saying? Let me say that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
But son that he threw down the stairs, you see the son had blood all over his face.
Yeah, that was leaking. Wild. You know what's crazy though? I remember all these moms, for the past couple years, people have been clowning Jim Jones. He don't do leg day. He don't do like he didn't need leg day that day.
He took that shit. He took Sun up time. Nigga, all you need is
upper
body.
Well prepared that day. He took that man straight, express body. Uptown. Like, that shit was crazy.
Took nigga uptown. Threw nigga and threw him back on the escalator.
That was crazy. Yo. Shout out to Jim Jones for that.
Yeah.
New York up again.
And if you watch the video, you can see that, the police came And Jim Jones was sitting there basically explaining. He was like, yo, they was jumping me. Yeah. Did you watch the whole video? He was explaining they was jumping me. Mm-hmm. And I like, you know what I'm saying, the police handled it correctly.
Yes. I was happy to see that too.
Because when I first seen that video, I was kind of scared. I was like, yo, I know they're not going to violate Jim Jones. Facts. I know they're not going to throw him on the floor, handcuff him. They didn't do none of that. Jim Jones, this is what I want to say. A lot of people sit here and say the black man is very aggressive. Right. If you watch that video, Jim Jones was not aggressive at all. If you watch the video, Jim Jones was protecting himself.
It was self-defense.
Self-defense.
Yeah.
If you watch that video, when the police came, Jim Jones sat his ass right there on that chair and let the police do what they had to do. And told them, like, yo, they was attacking me. And who did you see the most aggressive people was?
Talk about it.
Shit is crazy.
Yeah. But I'm glad that we saw it like that.
We did see it like once. That. Yeah. And I salute Jim Jones for what he did.
Yeah.
He protected himself. And when police came, enforcement came, he did not show no aggression. He sat right down on that chair and let them handle their job. They did not show no aggression towards him, and they did the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm kind of upset that he didn't press charges, though.
He should have, but I'm pretty sure he didn't have to because he had no scars on him. He should have.
But still, though, make him feel it. You know?
We didn't see the whole video.
True.
So I don't know how it started. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I did see when we started the video, I see who put their hands on who first. Yeah. That guy put his hands on Jim Jones first.
He did.
So like you said, Jim Jones probably do have a case that, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy, you need to look into.
But Juan, I hear him like, listen, as long as I'm not involved in nothing, clearly y'all see what's going on. That dude had a bad day. And y'all know what's up with me. So let's just all move on and let me live my life. So I hear him. Like, he went on live after. Well, I don't know if it was live, but.
Yeah, I saw that.
He said, yeah, like, you know, I'll get right with y'all. Like, I'm on my way to a party. So he didn't let nothing stop him. And why should he? You know what I mean?
Facts. But yeah, I'm happy to see Jim Jones. Jim Jones is doing good.
Yeah.
He got out that situation, did everything the right way.
Y'all need to tap into his workout plan. Y'all been playing him for years, but clearly that's what y'all been missing in the gym. So tap into that.
No legs.
No legs.
Straight upper body. You heard?
That's what you need.
Upper real body,
talk,
y'all.
Real talk. Y'all been clowning him for years, but you see what's going on.
You see what Jimmy did. All right.
Don't ever play with him again.
Nigga do all upper body. You see when he took somebody uptown, bro. Bottom line.
The fact.
All y'all niggas in the gym sitting there doing legs, man.
Well, what?
With the little arms, bro. Get out of here.
Real talk.
That's a fact, man.
It's crazy, man.
But yo, definitely was a pleasure doing this.
Yes.
Yo, everything is good. What are we doing next, man?
What are we doing next? What do you mean?
Next show.
Next show? We probably going. I mean, honestly, I doubt that there'll be like a dull moment, but we're going to see how this Kendrick Drake thing plays
That's
out.
A fact.
We want to really be able to give you guys like a final, like official winner, you know? So I'm definitely going to go, like he said, and listen to everything from the top again and see how we got here and really make the right decision.
Yeah, I hear that.
And, I feel like that's the biggest thing that we can offer you guys right now. Everybody else want to be crazy and do their thing like they always do. But I feel like right now in hip hop, we got to figure that out because that's going to really set the tone for the next couple years, you know?
Do you feel this is one of the top, like compared to Jay-Z and Nas beef, do you feel this is one of the top
beef
that was?
I do. And I feel like there's so many different there's been so many different variables that each side has had to like overcome. I remember the last episode we were talking about this AI verse that leaked that we thought was actually Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that Kendrick came out with something that in my opinion was even better than the AI.
That's a fact.
So it makes this question like, is AI, like where are we with AI? Does it even matter? You know what I mean? And
yeah,
like
that they proved that AI shit does not matter.
Does not matter. You know what I mean?
Doesn't.
So
yeah.
It's been cool to see how everything has been playing out. Drake is still gonna be the boy, but it's like at the end of the day, we haven't seen him in this position before.
What position?
This position of really being cornered. He's always been free to do what he wants.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
The whole thing that's going on. Do you know what happened behind the scenes? So they basically said that one of Drake's security guards was shot at his residence.
I saw that.
That's one.
Yeah.
And then also they sat there and said that one of Drake's stores, I think it's in, what is it, in London?
Yeah.
Was vandalized.
Yeah.
And on the store it said, "Not like us."
Interesting. And I also heard from one of our like correspondents that a lot of sponsorships that Drake has had are actually thinking about dropping him just because they don't like the attention, the negative attention that Drake is getting right now. Attention is good as long as it's not too touchy. So it's a lot going on with that.
So yo, you gotta understand, right? Yo, I seen this happen to a lot of celebrities. When things are brought up that has to do with,
you talking race?
Race,
mm-hmm. Religion.
Which talks about religion, which mm-hmm. talks about sexuality, or you know what I'm saying, like disrespecting the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned rape.
I didn't even mention rape. I was saying
dealing
race.
Dealing with young women.
Yeah.
Yo, they look into that shit. Yeah. And you could lose a lot of endorsements when stuff like that comes to light. So we're not sitting here saying that that's something that Drake did. But for Kendrick Lamar to put that in records, how you think that makes his endorsements look?
And this is what I got back to with mm-hmm. the idea of the truth is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the truth.
Yeah.
But Drake at his level should know that how a story is told matters. And like, if you can convince a boardroom that is, you know, head of the company of whatever that you're linked to, if they feel like Kendrick's record is convincing enough to sway, then all automatically they don't want anything to do with it because it's too much money on the line.
Exactly. So like, look, for example, look at P. Diddy, right?
Yeah.
P. Diddy wasn't convicted of anything yet.
Child, Diddy is his own episode.
But no, yes, but wait. He wasn't convicted of nothing yet.
Which is insane.
And look how everybody dropped him.
Bingo. If you guys think of anything from this episode, that's it. What he just said right there. That's it.
That's crazy.
That's it.
He was not convicted yet.
And everybody dropped him.
Or everybody dropped Diddy.
Doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Exactly.
It's the story that's being told, man. And Diddy did not get ahead of it or couldn't get ahead of it or whatever it is. But the point is, once it gets that out of control, people just don't even want to be bothered with it anymore.
Mm-hmm. It makes business look bad.
Yeah.
They don't want no parts of it.
So you better swing back. If anybody, you got to swing. Sometimes you got to fight back. You have to. That quiet stuff, and I'm a quiet girl. Sometimes it's times that you really got to stand on business because being silent gives the wrong message.
Do you remember? I'm going to bring up something a lot of people don't know. Rick Ross had a song.
I already know what you're going.
And
I already
said, know what you're saying. He said she popped the Molly and didn't even know it.
I remember that.
Do you know how much endorsements he lost for that show?
I remember that. And that's why I love Ross so much, because didn't nobody stand in his corner? He went through that on his own. I remember the storm that he went through. I remember it. It was crazy. That was one of the first times where we were really starting to get into this world where you couldn't just say things like
that. Yeah, you can't say shit like that.
That was one of those first moments where we like,
She popped a Molly and didn't even know it.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to say those things. World was changing, and he went through that on his own. I don't remember a celebrity.
I don't remember nobody standing
up
for
him and saying, "Let him live." No.
He was by himself handling that.
He lost a lot of money in that time. But, you know, bounced back, did what he needed to do, and figured it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Figured it out, did his own lane, still made great music, and he knew the game and played the game. That's why, like, you know what I'm saying? I respect when people just understand where they at and do what they got to do. And they don't cry and kick and scream. And I just respect it. Like, that really shows what a boss is. So, clearly, I'm a fan. I get that. But he also has a track record of really standing on business and doing the right thing. So, I mean, it is what it is. Fact. We shall see. We shall see. But again, I feel like this Diddy thing needs to be its own episode, its own series at this point. But we'll definitely get into it.
So there definitely is a series on, what is it? Is that Tubi? There's Diddy. A series on Diddy
already.
On Tubi. Yes.
I feel like it's a little too soon for that.
From TMZ. TMZ put a series out on Tubi, bro.
They play too much. I feel like we need a
series. I watched it. Yeah, yeah. I took the time out and watched it.
I'm finished. I'm over. I'm over.
Yo, I watched it and it was very entertaining. Okay. Stevie J was very entertaining on it. I just wanted to let y'all.
Isn't that his friend?
Stevie J was very entertaining.
That's not his
Stevie
friend?
J stuck by him. I'm gonna be real.
I'm
with
saying,
you.
I'm like, that's his friend.
Stevie J, he basically said he does not count him out.
Okay.
He believes that Diddy is going to bounce back from this. That's serious.
And we will see. It was I hope you do, Diddy. I hope you do. I really hope you do.
I hope he does too. I mean, I don't pray on nobody's downfall.
Absolutely not.
I believe, you know what I'm saying, like he deserves a chance to say what he has to say, speak his truth.
Talk to us, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? He deserves a chance, period. I don't believe that y'all should do what y'all doing to him. That's mm-hmm. it. Like, give him a chance to explain
give him a
himself.
Chance. Yeah,
that's I it. Agree. Yo, but like I said, y'all already know what it is. The Money Trail Podcast.
Y'all already know. Till next time.
See y'all.
Insane money music.